Some steep increases in fines are among provisions in the new customs legislation that is being discussed by local stakeholders. Discussion on the bill has been taking place between customs officials and business people under the umbrella of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. One of the deputy controllers of customs, Sonia Jordan Clark, has drawn attention to the hike in fines.
Previously, we had fines like $500 for infractions, but now we are seeing we are having fines of $10,000 at 27A, the person who contravenes or fails to comply with anything in the section is $10,000. $10,000 again for any contravention as far as it relates to the customs airport. And then we have another $10,000 for customs control area, but it's $100,000 for the transit shed.
There are also new obligations on the customs officers.
Officers have got now to submit declaration of interest to the controller of any material, financial, or other interests that they stand to gain or benefit materially from any business activity which relates to the clearance of goods or any other customs procedures, either on imports or exports of goods. There's also a penalty attached to that for failure to comply with that obligation, and it imposes a penalty of $50,000. For any officer who fails to comply with this requirement.
In addition, the bill requires that customs officers and other stakeholders could also face a fine of $10,000 or a term of imprisonment for breaching confidentiality, and the legislation makes provision for a tribunal to settle disputes.
In the event that the aggrieved person still is not satisfied with that decision, they can apply to the High Court, and then from the High Court, there is the Court of Appeal. And as I said earlier, the Caribbean Court of Justice is there as the final appellate court.
Sonia Jordan Clark, another deputy controller, is Sherilyn Kerberbatch. She says there's a new provision for a person who wants to operate a private warehouse. That person must now apply for a license.
This application should be accompanied by documents such as a police certificate of character, proof of payment of the prescribed application fee, a certificate of title or lease agreement of the warehouse to be used, a certified copy of the detailed plan, and a document from the Ministry of Labor and Health relating to the premises intended to be used as a warehouse.
In considering the license, the Controller of Customs has to determine whether the applicant has enough resources to operate the warehouse.
Where there are safety and security issues arising from the location of the premises, where the premises are supposed to be used, that there's adequate space for the storage of the imported and exported goods, and the structure of the premises proposed to be used as a warehouse is suited to the operations. And the controller will give notice, and if the applicant has to supply any additional information. And of course, failure to submit the information will be subject to a penalty. Also under warehousing, the class of description of goods now that will remain in a warehouse, that has to be in consultation with the minister and the controller to decide on which class of goods are to be warehoused. That used to be just for the controller, but now is the minister and the controller. And the bill goes on to say that no goods shall be warehoused after being in a warehouse of over for a period of 3 years.
And there's another significant proposed change, this one relating to goods that are being moved from one warehouse to another and do not get there. The bill says
that the transporter of the goods is guilty of an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine of $20,000 or 3 times the value. Also at 1263, it states where warehouse goods are damaged, destroyed, or unlawfully removed with the assistance of a customs officer, and the officer is convicted of the offense in that damage of those goods, then the sum of the damages paid has to be incurred by the customs or by the comptroller.
That's Deputy Controller of Customs, Sherilyn Cumberbatch. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.